Welcome to the Smart Brand Marketing Podcast with your host, Tom, the Digital Architect, Liebelt. Are you tired of spending money on marketing efforts that produce little or no results? Unable to decide whether internet marketing is right for your business? Want to take your brand to the next level but are unsure of what steps to take next? Hey, you're not alone. Join thousands of others in their pursuit of growing a profitable business and learning actionable strategies on how they can outperform brands that are older, bigger, and stronger.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, what's up, Chris?
How about you?
Everything's good. On Skype, it says you're in Canada. Is that true?
That is true.
So you're from Canada?
Yeah, born and raised.
Nice. I think that's the first guest on this podcast that's from Canada.
Oh, that's good.
And you're the first one that does WordPress themes too.
We actually don't create any ourselves. We just run the marketplace, but it's mainly HTML templates, like built off Bootstrap, but it's the same concept, basically.
Why did you get into that?
Bootstrap was a kind of a new, pretty new framework when we got into it. At the time, there wasn't a ton of competition in terms of people who are just focusing on Bootstrap templates. So in terms of the amount of search volume compared to what was out there and what people were ranking for, there was a bit of a gap. And that's essentially why we started it.
Why not go into making your own themes? Is this the affiliate play? Is it better?
So there's pros and cons. Obviously, with creating your own themes, it's a very time intensive process, right? Like to actually build a nice theme, do all the support and whatnot, it takes a lot of time. And we wanted something that scaled a little better. So if you own a marketplace, you obviously have to pay a commission off each theme that you sell. But at the end of the day, everyone is creating the themes for you. So you just need to essentially worry about the marketing and, you know, they essentially provide your content.
When did you start this website?
I think we first launched it in April 2014.
Okay, so it's been a while. What's the growth been like?
So the first few months was essentially, I don't think we got a sale for the first few months. I mean, marketplaces are extremely hard to start. You have to deal with both the buyers and the sellers. And so after a few months, you started to get more themes. The quality started to get a little better. And then, you know, slowly but surely, the themes started trickling in. We were doing a lot of content marketing at the time and trying to get our SEO and our rankings up. And then, you know, once we kind of started ranking a little bit, that's when we really started growing month to month. From there, it was just every month just growing a bit organically month over month.
So just to make it clear for the listener, what you're doing is you basically get the themes from whoever made them, you put them on your website, and you get a commission each time you sell them to a buyer.
That's exactly correct.
Okay. What's the traffic looking like now after, was it a year and a half or no, what is it now? Yeah, probably like a year and a half, right, since you started?
Yeah, a year and a half. So the traffic for the entire site, we usually get about 300,000 hits a month. A good portion of that lands on our blog as well. But that's what our traffic's looking like right now.
That's a pretty good number. What kind of marketing are you doing for this website?
It's all content marketing and SEO, really. We tried to do some paid advertising, but we found it just wasn't profitable. So we just focused on SEO and content and that kind of stuff. Sorry, one other thing is we also have affiliates that link to us. So there's a few prominent websites that have free Bootstrap themes and free Bootstrap templates. And so those websites are linking to us and then we cut them a commission if they come through their website and buy from us.
Okay, so you're an affiliate for these theme developers and now you have affiliates also for the marketplace.
The people that link to our site, they're essentially affiliates, so we pay them a commission. And then also, yeah, so anytime we sell a theme. The thing with us is I wouldn't necessarily call it an affiliate because we're not linking out to another website. All the transactions actually happen on our website.
Yeah, but the concept is pretty much the same.
Yeah. Correct.
What is it like working with affiliates? What is it like finding these affiliates? I'm kind of curious. I've never spoken about this on the podcast.
Basically, the main thing is there has to be a good fit, you know, between the two people. So obviously, if someone has a website where they're offering up a bunch of free templates, it makes a lot of sense to say, hey, well, if you promote our pay templates, we'll cut you in on a commission. And obviously, if a bunch of people are looking at free templates and then they see some really nice paid ones, chances are a percentage of those people are going to, some of them might be interested in the paid ones. For us, it was just a matter of really searching out in Google. So just typing, you know, free Bootstrap templates or Bootstrap templates, looking at the website. And from there, just a matter of reaching out to those people and say, hey, you know, like your themes, just wanted to let you know we have a marketplace. Here's what we pay a commission. If you want to link to us, here's how to get started.
What do you use to keep track of the commissions?
That's built internally by us. Our site's fairly basic. So, I mean, it's just PHP and MySQL. So we track it all in our database, basically.
You mentioned in an email that you making six figures, I would imagine, revenue with this website.
Yeah, that's revenue.
What's the overhead, the margins like on something like this?
Basically, the biggest cost we have is just the commissions that we pay out. After that, it's really just hosting, and that's about it. So it's a pretty low overhead intensive business.
How big is the staff? Is it just you and one more person, or do you have more people working?
Yeah, so I have a co-founder, and he's essentially basically the developer, and it's just the two of us right now. The beauty of this business model with the marketplace, it's really hard to get going. It took us, you know, we worked on it really heavily in the first 6 months, but now fortunately we can, you know, kind of coast a bit where everyone's submitting the themes. It's just a matter of reviewing them and putting them on the marketplace and then whatever marketing activities we want to do.
What's your customer service process like? Because I would imagine some people do reach out to you with issues. So just kind of want to know how you handle that. Do you have any software? Is there someone working doing that? Like, what do you do?
So that's another advantage of at least this kind of marketplace is each theme is very different from the next one. So if there's like a bug, it's actually the theme author are the ones that are providing the support for their own themes. So if there's something wrong with a template, we actually don't really fix any of that ourselves. The only support that we handle is just related to the accounts themselves or people having an issue on the actual website.
And what if people have, let's say, an issue when they, you know, they buy something, they don't like it, and they just want to get their money back? Like, how do you handle those type of situations?
Basically, our official return policy is there's something wrong with the theme and the theme author can't fix it for you, then we'll go ahead and refund. It's very rare that someone will kind of buy a template and say, you know what, I don't like it, can I get a refund? So when they do, we most of the time we'll just get in the refund because it happens honestly maybe like once a month. So it'll cost us more trouble to, it's just easier just to refund them. It costs us less money to do so.
Are you using PayPal or Stripe? What do you use as the payment system?
We're using PayPal simply because we have to pay out the theme authors each month. And so it makes it a lot easier to have both the outgoing and incoming payments within the same system.
Right.
But if we weren't, you know, paying out people, then Stripe would definitely be what we would go with.
Yeah, I see a lot of these themes and templates, they're not really costing a lot, right? So I see things between $10 and $28 on the first page. And that's a one-off payment, right?
Yeah.
What are you doing when it comes to upselling these customers? Because you get them on some kind of a mailing list, right? So what do you do after you get this customer?
That's one of the things that we've kind of struggled with, you know, long-term really growing more rapidly is most of the time it is a one-off purchase. We've tried different things to upsell with email marketing, but we found it for this business model didn't quite work out as well. But obviously we put them on a mailing list. Each month we send out all the new templates that have come out to try to get those new templates in front of their face and hopefully purchase again. We definitely do get some buyers every time a new theme every time we release the newsletter, but because they're only 10 to 20 bucks, it's not a significant amount of revenue. And really it's just a volume business. And most of the sales that come in are people searching for Bootstrap templates or a need that comes up. It's not really a spontaneous purchase, right? It's they're building a website for a client. They need a theme. They're going to go search or come to our website and buy one. It's not really like you send them an email and say, oh, here's an offer for a theme. If they don't really need the theme at that point in time, chances are they're not really going to buy it.
I'm not that familiar with Bootstrap and the themes, but I would imagine if someone is buying a theme, then there's going to be something else that's not a theme, but something else that they will need to also use on the website or on the back end of something like that. So I'm just curious if you guys are testing anything else that's just complementary to this.
One thing we tried was hosting. So obviously if you're buying a template, you obviously need hosting. So we would throw up deals where, you know, if they sign up for Bluehost, for example, they would get a discount and then we would get some affiliate commissions from Bluehost. It wasn't as great as we had hoped for. I think one of the problems is that most of the people buying Bootstrap templates are developers. And so, you know, they're buying the templates for more so the design aspect. And so if you're a developer and you're buying a Bootstrap template, you probably already have hosting. It's not like it's brand new people that are buying a WordPress theme for a blog and they need hosting as well. So yeah, it's something we experimented with. You know, we get a bit of sales on the hosting, but not a significant amount.
Okay, you mentioned that you work with a co-founder. What's that like? There's different experiences, right, when you work with someone else on a business. Can you talk about that a little bit?
I'd say I was very lucky. I mean, I've talked to many people who've had issues or problems with co-founders. The one thing that works really well for us is we have very complementary skill sets. So like I said, he's a developer. I'm more of a marketer. So we really split our tasks literally 50-50. So he focuses 100% on development. I focus 100% on marketing. And obviously there's not too much overlap. And when there is, you know, we have a discussion about it. We've also developed kind of a friendship as well. So, you know, we're really good friends. We both respect each other a lot and we're both very motivated. Like we're 50-50 shareholders in our company. If we don't produce results, we're not going to eat. We don't have other jobs or other consulting income. It's really just this. So I think that adds quite a bit of motivation as well.
Okay, that's what I was curious about. Is this your only project or are you working on anything else at all?
We started a new SaaS app and that's actually where we're spending almost all of our time right now. But it's still falls within our corporation that we both own. So basically everything that we do is still like a 50-50 endeavor, essentially.
I see. So you're not doing anything by yourself.
That's correct. And I think that's important. I mean, obviously it can work, but I think that's a conversation. Like if you're going to start a company, these are the kind of things where people get into trouble. Like if I were to start to do marketing consulting on the side and not putting as much effort, you know, into our products, that's, I think, where, you know, the issues start to happen and whatnot.
So what's the sauce that you're working on? Can you speak a little bit about that? Maybe the process of getting something like that developed?
It's called Snappa, a website, snappa.io. And basically what it is a graphic design tool for digital marketers. So we make it very easy to create images for content marketing, social media, ad campaigns, and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, are you guys building this yourself or is there someone else working on it? I'm just curious about the whole process of getting this thing off the ground.
Currently, it's being developed basically all by Mark. And because we're bootstrapped, essentially, we'll definitely be looking to hire someone as soon as it makes sense to. But for the time being, Mark has done all the, he's my co-founder, he's done all the development on it. SaaS product takes a long time to build. And so we're fortunate enough that we have Bootstrap Bay that kind of feeds us for the moment while we build this out, because we've been working on it since about I think it was March or April of this year, and we're still about a month away from charging for it. We're in the beta stage right now.
How is it different from some of the other graphic design tools for marketers? Because I've seen other things on the web already too. So what are you guys doing that's different? And how are you planning on monetizing it? Is it going to be a one-off fee, a monthly membership? I'm just curious what the process behind that was when you guys were thinking about building this thing.
Things that make it different is we found that there's a lot of kind of these graphic design tools or editors or whatever, but they weren't really efficient, especially for someone who's doing marketing or social media. So for example, with Snappa, we integrate directly with Buffer. So if you wanted to create a bunch of images and schedule them out to your social feed, you can do that directly within the app. We also have a lot of templates. So if you don't have a clue how to design anything, you can literally pick a template, swap out the title, and you're good. And we also have all the preset sizing for the different social media channels. So you don't have to guess what size you need for a Facebook post versus a Twitter post and that kind of stuff. We're also going to be working on a WordPress plugin where any image you create will automatically feed into your media library. And we're also working on a resizing feature. So let's say you create an image for your blog post, you'd be easily able to convert that into a WordPress post, Twitter, all the other social channels very easily. So we just found that the tools that were available weren't as efficient as, you know, I would have liked them to be as someone who does a lot of digital marketing.
And the monetizing part.
The way we're going to monetize that is a flat monthly fee. So some of the other competitors right now, what they do is they provide like photos and icons within the platform. And so each time you use a photo or an icon, you have to pay each time you do so. And I just wasn't a fan of that. And after talking to quite a few people before we built this, you know, we found that that was a similar case. So we've taken a different approach where every photo that we have and an icon, you can use them as many times as you want. And it's just one flat fee, which I think makes it a lot easier.
So how long has it took to build this SaaS, because you guys are a month away. So what I'm curious about really is the cost in time and just whatever else you had to spend. How much does something like that cost to get developed?
I'd say we've been really working on it like really full time for the last 3 months. And before that, maybe like part time for a few months. But something like what we're building, you know, that's several months of full time work. So depending on, and it's a fairly complicated tool. So you're definitely not going to be able to outsource it to a $5 or $10 an hour developer that you find on Odesk or whatever. You really want someone knowledgeable. I'd say if you're going to build a SaaS app with this complexity, I personally would recommend a co-founder. I can't imagine doing something like this with a contractor or something like that. So my advice would be see if you can find a technical co-founder that's willing to go in on it with you if you're not a developer yourself.
Would you have done anything differently since starting that app? You probably have seen some things that happened on the way. And maybe you can mention some of those mistakes and if you would have maybe done something differently if you knew what would have happened.
I would say one of the things is that we kind of were positioning this app for the specifically the digital marketers, the people who are really savvy, who are integrating, who are using Buffer and that kind of stuff. While we do see a lot of these people signing up, we really underestimated the amount of small business owners who really aren't that great at marketing or really aren't experts when it comes to online who are using the tool. And, you know, they're actually really loving it. I don't know how much of a mistake it is, but I guess we found out the demographic was a little off, or that, you know, there is actually more people who are going to be using this app. So one thing I would recommend, which I do now, is every time someone signs up for the app, they get a welcome email, personal welcome email from me. It says, thank you for signing up, yada, yada. And I say, you know, why did you sign up for Snappa? And I've gotten some really, really good insights in terms of who's signing up, why they're signing up, what their goals are, you know, what they're hoping to accomplish. And so if I can go back in time, I would have sent that email essentially from the start. Whereas I used to send an email saying, you know, please provide feedback. And so I find this email asking people why they signed up actually gives me much better insights. And then once they've used the app a little more, at that point, I will ask for some feedback. It doesn't really make sense to ask feedback as soon as they sign up because, you know, they haven't really used it yet.
What channels and methods have you been using to market this app since you started developing it until now? Because it's not out yet officially, right?
So you can sign up and you can use it. So we're basically giving it away for free right now so that we can get as much feedback as possible. We have over 4,000 signups right now. So it's going really well in that sense. In terms of marketing, so a bit of a crazy story. A while back, I had written a post on the Bootstrap Bay blog on where to get free stock photos. And I saw that someone had posted something similar on Medium, but it was literally just a list of links. And at the time, I was reading some blogs that this guy, Brian Dean, put out from backlinko.com. He's like an SEO guy. And so he had this thing called the skyscraper technique, where you essentially take content that is done really well and make it a lot better. And so I saw that this stock photo post, you know, had done really well, and no one was really writing about these new stock photo sites that were coming out that were releasing the stuff under Creative Commons. And so what I did was I put a really solid post together. I mentioned what all the licenses were. I expanded on that. And so when I released that blog post, it went viral. And so what happened with that was the post was still doing good like 2-3 months after we released it. And at the time, all those websites were releasing like, you know, 7 to 10 photos per week. None of them had search function. And so he said, okay, well, you know, why don't we just build our own stock photo site for photos being released under Creative Commons and build some search functionality into it? That's what we did. So we built a site called stocksnap.io where people can get completely free photos. And then that really took off. And that site's doing really well today. And so we don't monetize off that site other than just some carbon ads. But what it does is it brings in a lot of leads to our graphic design tool.
That's very smart. Cool. Chris, if people want to reach out to you and find you, where would they go?
You can find me on Twitter. My Twitter handle is cgimmer, C-G-I-M-M-E-R. And definitely check out snappa.io.
Thanks for listening to the Smart Brand Marketing Podcast with Tom, the Digital Architect Liebelt. For more tips, tricks, and interviews, come visit smartbrandmarketing.com. That's smartbrandmarketing.com. And join the newsletter. It's free.